This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. After weeks of pro-Palestinian protests escalating in universities across the U.S., President Joe Biden warned that order must prevail, even as he underscored that dissent is, quote, essential for democracy. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittakusara has this report.
President Joe Biden finally addressed the issue Thursday, saying Americans have a right to protest, but not the right to cause chaos.
Peaceful protest is in the best tradition of how Americans respond to consequential issues. But neither are we a lawless country. We are a civil society, and order must prevail.
The protests are a growing political dilemma for Biden ahead of the November presidential election. While Republicans accuse him of coddling the demonstrators, young voters, progressive Democrats, Arab and Muslim Americans are incensed at police crackdowns on protests and Biden's steadfast support for Israel. More than 1,800 people have been arrested on college and university campuses since April 18. Patsy Wittakusara, VOA News, Washington.
Swiss President Viola Amerd announced Thursday that it will convene an international Ukraine peace summit June 15th and 16th at the Switzerland's Bergenstock Resort. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Swiss officials said more than 160 delegations from around the world had been invited to the summit, including the United States and China. When the summit was first announced last month, Swiss Foreign Minister Ignacio Cassis insisted Russia had been invited to participate, but refused. Russian President Vladimir Putin later insisted they were not invited and dismissed the summit as a U.S. orchestrated plot. While China indicated at the time it would support such a summit, its foreign ministry spokesman said a lot of work would need to be done before such a peace conference could take place. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. South Korea's National Assembly voted on Thursday to approve a bill to launch a fresh probe into the deadly 2022 Halloween crowd crush in the capital, Seoul. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony has more.
The incident in the capital's Itaewon district killed nearly 160 people. The country's National Assembly voted to approve the bill, backed by both the ruling and opposition parties, to further investigate the tragedy. It comes amid growing pressure on authorities, including from relatives of the victims, to hold those responsible for the fatal crush to account. An earlier bill, backed by the opposition-led parliament but not the ruling People Power Party, was vetoed by President Yoon Suk-yeol in January. This latest bill is a compromise. It doesn't grant full investigative power to the panel, which Yoon's office said he objected to. But under the legislation, a committee recommended by two major parties and a chair chosen by them will look into the tragedy.
Lauren Anthony from Reuters. Democratic Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs has signed a bill to repeal a ban on most abortions. The action Thursday relegates the 1864 law approved before Arizona became a state to the past. The repeal won't go into effect until 90 days after the legislative session ends, which typically is in June or July. Hobbs says signing the bill is just the beginning of a fight to protect reproductive health care in Arizona. It won final legislative approval Wednesday in the Arizona Senate, with two GOP lawmakers joining Democrats. At time of rising anti-Semitism, Holocaust survivors take on denial and hate in a new digital campaign. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The campaign, called Cancel Hate, features videos of survivors from around the globe reading Holocaust denial posts from different social media platforms. Holocaust survivor Hedy Argent.
The Holocaust did happen. Your words matter. Cancel hate, please.
The project comes amid a backdrop of an Israeli offensive in Gaza, in which over 34,000 Palestinians have been killed so far. 1,200 Israelis were killed in a deadly Hamas attack on Israel on October the 7th. The situation in the region has led to heightening global tensions, with claims of anti-Semitic and Islamophobic incidents rising around the world. I'm Karen Shamas.
Thousands have rallied in the Slovak capital to protest again a controversial overhaul of the country's public radio and television services, a move that critics say would result in the government taking full control of the media. The coalition government of populist Prime Minister Robert Fico approved the measure on April 24th, and the parliament is expected to approve it in June. It has been widely criticized by local journalists, the opposition, international news media organizations, and the European Commission. The proposed changes would mean the public broadcaster known as RTVS would cease to exist. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.